Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Tayar, IR Manager of Industrias Home. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter 2011 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and all forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Guiardo Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sergio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luis Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's fourth quarter results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be back for the earnings conference call. This time we will discuss the results obtained by Rumo in the fourth quarter and the full year of 2011. Also, we will make important remarks on the acquisition of Booker Weber, looking forward to our global presence expansion with updated product and updated technology in accordance with our strategic vision of the company's machinery business. To begin with the earnings achieved, I'd like to go back to the economic scenario we had in late 2010. That year, we reached good results after the 2008 global financial crisis, which strongly impacted negatively in the 2009 results. We visualized at that time, based on the macroeconomic scenarios available, that 2011 would be a year of growth. We estimated and informed the market that we were expecting net revenue growth up to 20% for 2011. Under this scenario, we prepared the company to manufacture products targeting this goal, buying raw material and hiring staff. As you probably know, Rumo's manufacturing process included the formation of finished goods inventory that offering machine with almost immediate delivery to our customer is a competitive advantage for us. 2011 economic reality was different from what we envisioned in 2010. There were no market growth, mainly due to exchange rate, which allowed the final assembler to purchase components from their industry abroad with more competitive price than those offered on the domestic market, obstructing Rumo's customers' growth, and therefore harm itself. Our inventory increased, and all the infrastructure and especially labor needed to be restructured, with very important impact in the fourth quarter. The inventory growth also led by another problem with regard to the obsolescence, and consequently adjustments were made this quarter to address this problem. During this conference, Cassiano will speak about this matter. Another aspect that I would like to discuss is the past due that we were consistently working hard to lower, eliminate the inventory or payment overdue caused by the crisis of 2008, with a tendency to return to historical non-default levels of the company. We begin 2012 as a company much more suitable and adjusted to the new conditions that the market is offering to us, meaning that We did not anticipate growth in our machine business in Brazil, but we will focus on operational efficiency and bring back the profitability to the historical level of the company. Especially for the cast and machinery parts business, our understanding is that there is still much room for growth and recovery of margin, and that we work hard on this point. Finally, we will address some aspect of the acquisition of Booker Weber, complete on January 31st. This company, with more than 120 years of experience, recognized worldwide for the high technology products, which was an essential fact to the competitive differentiation we aim to have in Romy. Besides, it is a company with a historical delivery good results to its shareholders. Put together, Romy and Booker Weber provides a large company in the position to obtain developers and buy goods from suppliers for both companies. Besides, currently, the Booker Weber barely participate in the Brazilian market, where we have a stronger share and where we can offer products that we didn't have in our portfolio prior to the purchase. Another important factor is that with this acquisition, we will have 5% of our revenues addressed to the Chinese market with high technological products. I could go on commenting on this acquisition a lot longer, but I think I've covered some important points, and I will give you the opportunity to discuss this issue later in the question and answer session, if you are interested in this matter. Now I turn to Cassiano for the detailed presentation of our earnings results.
Good afternoon and good morning, everyone. I would like to start in the slide number 3, where there is the highlights of Romy at this quarter. We, for sure, the biggest highlight is the acquisition of Burkhardt Weber in Germany in December, where we make the closing at January 31st. I will talk a little more about Burkhardt Weber later on in this presentation. Also, I would like to highlight the increase on revenue on international markets. We increased to almost 22% fourth quarter compared with fourth quarter 2010, and more than 30% if we look year over year. The order entries in machine tools and new orders were solid, were similar with prior year. However, we do not see growth here. But we saw a good growth in the casting iron parts division, where we have grew a lot in 2011 compared with 2010. Moving to the slide number 4, one of the reasons for we do not see growth in Romy were the capital good environment in Brazil. We do see here a deceleration of gross fixed capital formation over the year of 2011, which start already at the end of 2010. Our expectation for the fourth quarter in this indication is even more deeply and small growth, and maybe near to zero. For 2012, our expectation based on the market expectation is to recover some investments in Brazil, mainly starting the second half of 2012. Moving to the slide number 5, we see a slightly lower number for the capacity utilization of the industry in Brazil on 8.9%. It's a lower amount, but still an amount in actually above the 80%, which is quite important. We should see in the next months how will be the capacity utilization in order to see how much demand of machinery, of capital goods we're going to see in Brazil over 2012. Moving to the slide number 6, we see a spike in January with a good increase on the confidence index of the industrial entrepreneurs in Brazil. However, this could be a spike, but we should wait for the next month, and hopefully this affirm beginning of a trend of recovery of confidence index, and it could drive better sales in 2012. Moving to the slide number 7, there is no big changes in the sectors that we sold machine tools this year compared to 2010. Job shops recovered historically levels which we had in 2008-2007. Most of the others, we keep the same level of supply these sectors in these industries with our machine tools. Moving to the slide number 8, we have a reduction on sales on plastic processing machines in 2011 compared with 2010. And the two big sectors that demand less machines last year, was the packaging industry and the automotive industry. In the slide number 9, in our casting division, we see a better distribution in sales over sectors, and the main reason for that were the increase in the wind power segment, not just for domestic supply, but also for exports. And we believe this is a segment that should be demanding also in 2012 parts and should bring to home some growth. Moving to the slide number 10, what we saw here is casting gain participation in home revenue and a slightly decrease on sales in the fourth quarter of 2011. Due to the weak order entry over this quarter, which we will address in later on in this presentation. Slide number 11 now. I would like to highlight the increase in sales in U.S. and also Latin America, mainly in the machinery business, but in U.S. also with some testing. Year over year, we are talking about the increase of 33% in sales for international markets, a trend already from 18.5% since 2009. Markets that we are looking more close in order to sell part of our production here in Brazil. Looking for the order entry, now in the slide number 12, we still see the trend in the plastic machines with a reduction of almost 30% in 2011 compared with 2010. 2010 was a very good year for plastic machines due to the consumption in the country, the heavy consumption in Brazil. In 2011, we saw a reduction on that compared now with the year of 2008. In terms of castings, a very good increase in order entry, 36.6%. In the machine tools, a slightly increase of 4.7%. Slide number 13, not big differences in our cost of goods sold structure. We see some dilution in labor this year compared with prior year, but I think the biggest change on the cost structure, it is the imported material, where it jumped from 17% of the cost to 23% of the cost. Since we are looking close to opportunities to reduce costs by purchase components of machines outside Brazil with better prices. Slide number 14, profitability. What we see here is a reduction in the gross margin this year and also this quarter. The main impact of first quarter relates to three points, two of them not recurring, in one of them that we're going to have this pressure over next year, and we'll be work to offset that. The first one is 3.5 million. We booked a provision for slow moving due to the increase on inventory this quarter compared with prior year. Okay. Also, we booked 3.6 million on severance costs since we reduced our production plan in 2012, and then we make adjustments in labor as well as in some other expenses. But the severance costs for such adjustments in the cost of goods sold impact 3.6 million. Looking for the operating margin, we also have some severance costs there, 2.6 million. And looking now both together, and this is the third impact, is the increase on expenses with labor due to the increase on wages of 10% in November this year. Moving to slide number 15. This impact on the EBITDA margin and also on the net margin is mainly due to the topics that I already mentioned in the prior slide. Slide number 16, here we have the yearly performance of the business units. All this performance also is impacted by severance costs over 2011 due to the reduction in labor, not just in the fourth quarter, but over the quarters. Also, reduction in price due to the competition, as the currency this year were the real currency was much more stronger than US dollars, and this make us to reduce prices to be more competitive. And the main impact in the plastic machining, it is the competition in China and also some one-shot restructuring adjustment that we did in the second quarter of about 5.5 million reais on our subsidiary in Italy. Moving to slide number 17, we have a solid cash position of 163 million reais. We are net debt 73.8 million reais, and the main reason for that is because we are overstocked by 51 million reais. In our plan to reduce this inventory was already mentioned by me, relates to the reduction in production in 2012, which will make our inventory reduce over the next quarters. Moving to the next slide, the acquisition of Burkhardt Weber. We concluded that in January 31st. The transaction value was 20.5 million euros, which we have on this company a net cash position of 4.1 million euros, which give us a EV of 16.4 million euros. Our expectation for revenue is about 36 million euros at the year end, ending on March 2012. Our expectation for EBITDA is about 7.5% for the same year end. This company is a very traditional and is a very recognized brand worldwide. Together with this acquisition, we also purchase is inside the company all the industrial operation, the plants, the land, and everything. They are located in Reutland, very near to Stuttgart, a very industrial zone in Germany with a high-tech manufacturing. The product portfolio is large horizontal machine center, very well used in sectors like energy, like commercial vehicles and agriculture and some big parts that must be machined in this kind of machine. Very recognized for high degree of precision technology, has a strong presence in Asia. This company has a stake of 30% in a sales and after sales service company in China, where nowadays more or less 35% of their backlog it is to Chinese customers or German companies that are introducing industrial production in China. The strategic of this acquisition is in line with what we have mentioned over the last years. Products with a very high technology precision, new markets to expansion, presence in the Asian market, and also reduction on the dependence of domestic market. Moving to the slide number 20, the last one, here is the share performance, and we have impact on the performance of our shares over the year of 2011, mainly because of our impact on margins over these quarters. Now, I would like to thank you everyone, and we are open for the Q&A section. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. And our first question comes from Mr. Augusto Ensik with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. So a couple questions about the acquisition, Burkhardt Weber. The results you're forecasting for this year for fiscal 2012. Where in the cycle is it for the company? How does that compare with previous years? I think the margin that you show on the slide, I'm assuming that's margin of about 7%. I mean, it's well below your historical as well. Where does Burkhardt compare to your typical number? If you give some more color on that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Augusto. Christian speaking. Good question. Of course, it's two different environments, the Brazilian and the German environment in terms of margin. We know that most of the companies in outside Brazil, they do not have, historically speaking, same level of margin than us. But this company in good years like 2007, 2008 had margins in the low two digits for EBITDA. This company has already for the next 15 months, enough backlog to support sales for all this period. Or it means that they are fully booked for 15 months. The cycle is quite different than Homey because all the production that they have is to demand. They receive the order to start to produce, mainly because this product is very engineered and requires a very strong customization to the application of the customer. Homey, for the other side, as you know, we produce more for inventory, and our cycle is much lower. Therefore, what I can tell you is for 2012, since we will consolidate almost 11 months, we expect to consolidate the same level of revenue that we report here, maybe slightly more than that, depending on the service side, and with the margin around that much as well.
Okay, so I mean, we understand that we're a little less visibility on the Brazilian side, but what do you see for Burkhart for this year, for 2012?
For Brazil?
No, for Burkhart. I mean, its business is in
level,
Europe and Asia, right?
Yeah, same level of sales that we are closing now on Burkhart Weber for their 2011-2012 fiscal year. Now we will consolidate 11 months with more or less the same sales that we had in Burkhart Weber the 12 months that end now in March.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, Cassiano.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Nicolai Sebrel with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, Cassiano and company. I'm wondering when you might see things turning around, and I don't want to be too negative, but if you look at the cash, and I understand that you have inventories that are high, so the cash level isn't maybe as high as it should be, or maybe it will be as you run through the inventory, but let's say, for argument's sake, that the FX rate doesn't change too much, and the global environment continues to hobble along, meaning Europe doesn't resolve its problems or maybe even deteriorates if something bad happens with Greece. How long can you maintain this current level of production and pricing? If it doesn't get better, is it a situation where maybe next year we have to start thinking about major changes to the business? Because obviously this is part of a bigger discussion. It's also part of, and I don't want to get too philosophical, but the industrial companies like Romy are having problems right now, and Romy is kind of a bellwether in certain ways. And how do you see things changing? So I don't know how you want to answer that, but anything you can say could help.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Well, I will try to answer to my best, but it's very hard to predict. What we see now in Brazil is some movement from government to protect the industry, and this could bring positive impact on Romy. And despite of our view that if it's good or not, but for sure, if that happens, will bring some positive impact for us. But if you look at the overall 2011, we see the cash being reduced over the year, and I would like to see all the year, because first quarter we do have some reduction in order to reduce our production, and we already did a strong movement here at Romy in order to be prepared to produce less in 2012. And reduce this inventory. But 2011 as a whole, we still have a positive EBITDA, in spite of the fact that we have a negative free cash flow. The main impact on that was the inventory. And also we should remember that we were paying dividends over the first quarter of 2011, which we also can measure that if necessary. Anyway, I think we have adjusted our company for the challenges of 2012 in order to recover margins. I don't know if we will arrive in the historical level, but at least we are working strongly to recover some margins. We see now, even with some pressure in the currency, is still higher than was the average real against dollar currency in 2011, which gave us some room for at least do not reduce price anymore. In first quarter already, we have not losses on reduction on prices. We already have a slightly better price in first quarter compared with third quarter. It's a challenge here in 2012. It's not something easy, but for sure we are entering this year much more prepared in operationally speaking, and focus on generate cash and generate margins, and with acquisition that also will help in the consolidate with better revenue and also some cash generation. Okay?
Okay. Let me ask a similar topic, different way, which is the labor costs, because obviously that's part of what's squeezing you guys. The labor, I saw wages went up on an average of 10%, which I assume is not the kind of price increase you could envision in 2012. So what opportunities are there to become more efficient, either through process change, automation, or otherwise, in order to reduce the impact of labor and other inflationary items?
Nick, here is Livaldo. I would emphasize everything that Cassiano had said. I think that he gave you an overview of all the points that we are considering for the 2012 scenario, business scenarios. And our focus is really to have an organization more adjusted for the we think it's still high probability or hard third in the near future. So efficiency, work on our manufacturing process is something that, of course, we have been doing all last years, but now we have a special focus on 2012 to really to improve productivity in a search way to offset this kind of labor cost increase. We have been doing the last 5 years very strongly, but considering that in average, every year, the salary was increasing by between 7 and 10% in after 4 and 5 years, this amount to recover only with efficiency and productivity is really tough. And considering also on the other side, the effects was also not helping. So the focus on recovering productivity is really high in this year, and also recover in margins. What do I mean? We, like Cassiano said already, we felt that last quarter the price was in a certain way stable. It was not necessary to increase discount level to sell. So we are really very, let's say, careful, but at the same time hopeful that we already reached the last price level, and now we were going to have some opportunity to slightly increase price. So if we work hard on this price and productivity, we really believe that numbers is going to be better by 2012 and in Brazil. And in the Rome as a whole, including the revenue that's going to come from Bucharest River, is something that at the end is going to help us. Like Cassiano said, the book of Bucharest is 15 months. These give us confidence that for 2012, Bucharest could help us being reach some numbers. I'll transfer to Cassiano if he wants to add something else.
I think it was very complete, and I just would like to highlight one thing, Nick. Also, based on the how our acquisition, our new company, which joined us this year, works, also there is no need for working capital. They can grow without working capital because the way that they produce, they get from the customer a lot of advance and payment. It also will help us in 2012 to see some production there, some growth, but not working capital needs. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Again, I want to thank everybody for the participation in this call and hope you that everybody can join us in the first quarter release for 2012. Thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
That thus concludes our Realme's 4Quarter 11 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.